Director General Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that I couldn't be with you in person today, but I'm very pleased to have the chance to address you by this video message. And I'm glad that the WTO is well represented at this meeting by our Deputy Director General, Alan Wolf, and also by the Director of Agriculture and Commodities at Winnie Cassie. I'll be looking forward to hear their report on your discussions. And I was pleased to learn that an important focus of this meeting is trade negotiations and the role of trade in achieving food security and improved nutrition. And I think this is very, very positive. With my good friend DG Graziano, we have been trying to encourage a more substantive and inclusive debate on trade and agriculture. And as you may well know, over recent years, our two organizations have developed a very important partnership. We work together on a number of fronts to ensure that trade in food follows internationally recognized standards and that people have the means to produce and consume food that is safe and nutritious. For example, very recently we launched a joint publication to improve understanding on trade and food standards. And there are many more areas, I think, where we can complement each other, including in capacity building, technical cooperation, and we should continue to build on these efforts. So this can help to deliver on many of the new sustainable development goals and to promote growth and development. This is clearly a priority for the WTO. We work every day in the organization to ensure that the incredible benefits of trade reach more and more people. And this includes initiatives in agriculture trade. So besides offering a platform for dialogue, we also work to negotiate new reforms to the trading system, which, of course, helps more people to participate and to benefit. We have delivered pretty important achievements on this front. In December 2015, at our ministerial conference in Nairobi, WTO members delivered a historic decision to eliminate agricultural export subsidies. And this was the most significant reform of global rules on agricultural trade for 20 years. It will help to level the playing field. It will not level. There's work to be done, but it will actually help to level the playing field in agricultural markets to the benefit of farmers and exporters in developing and least developed countries. In fact, this decision delivered on a key target of the second SDG on zero hunger. And this was one of the first targets to be met under the UN Sustainable Development Agenda, and the WTO is very proud of this achievement. Together with other important WTO breakthroughs, and that includes the Trade Facilitation Agreement, these are some of the greatest trade reforms in a generation. And this is very positive, but there is much more to do. WTO members are preparing for our next ministerial conference, and that will be held in Buenos Aires this next December. Agriculture is a very important topic of discussion. There are many issues on the table. For example, public stock holding for food security purposes, domestic support generally, and for cotton specifically, transparency in the area of export restrictions, a special safeguard mechanism, and agriculture market access in general, and fishery subsidies, which is actually an issue that the FAO also follows very, very closely. At present, there is no easy or obvious solution on any of these fronts. But our discussions are intense and dynamic, and I guess we'll just have to keep working. Buenos Aires is a very important milestone for the organization. We should seek to deliver everything we can by that point in time and identify clear ways forward for our work on the issues that are not concluded in Buenos Aires. Our partnership with the FAO will remain essential. We need to keep working together. And by doing that, we can ensure that agricultural trade does even more to support growth and development. So let me thank you once again for this opportunity, and I wish you all a very successful event.